This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. As Florida's college students wonder if they'll return to campus in the fall, college and university administrators are developing plans to reopen. WLRN intern Amber Amortegi has this report.
FIU Provost Kenneth Burton says one important tool for the university is an app called Panthers Protecting Panthers. It's part of a school-wide campaign to help students and faculty find resources on COVID-19. Everyone is required to fill out a questionnaire on the app to identify potential cases.
And if for some reason it tells me I need to work remotely or learn remotely or teach remotely, then we have remote options available for those students or those faculty or those staff.
Students will sit 6 feet apart if they decide to take face-to-face courses. Burton says they've installed Zoom in 204 classrooms in case students or professors contract the virus during the semester.
When a professor needs to go remote, they can actually broadcast directly into the classroom and keep teaching from home.
And students at home will be able to watch live recordings of their classes. This year, FAU Vice President Stacey Volnick says the school is welcoming students back to campus with a twist on an annual tradition.
This year's swag bag will be a branded face covering, hand sanitizer, messaging on what the requirements will be, and recommendations for them to maintain a safe environment.
Volnick says international students and students arriving on campus from COVID-19 hotspots will have to quarantine for 14 days.
We are reaching out to those students and giving them the opportunity to arrive to campus early so that they can do that and not have the start of their semester impacted.
I'm Amber Amortegi in Pompano Beach.
For today's top news stories for South Florida, please check out our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.